everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. My name is Herb Warple. I'm the managing editor of the news. Today, we're sitting down with Andy Patron, who's a partner with FMI Corp, to discuss the impact a national labor shortage may have on the HVACR and mechanical contracting industries. We'll see you on the other side. Andy, welcome to the Newsmakers podcast. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome. Can you please introduce yourself to the listeners and describe what it is FMI Corporation does?
Sure. I'm Andy Patron. I'm a principal at FMI Corporation. We're a general consulting firm just to the construction industry. We only work with construction companies across the country, actually the world, doing general consulting, everything from project execution all the way up to development, research, mergers and acquisitions, just to the construction industry. That's our whole world.
Okay. Now, FMI Corp recently wrapped up a craft labor recruiting and retention survey. Can you tell us a bit more about who the survey targeted and the types of questions that were asked?
Sure. We were invited to participate in a group with a group that is really the $1 billion a year revenue club and higher. We were asked to come and help them figure out what to do about this craft labor shortage that we're all experiencing. A unique group in that they're very large and they have the ability, the financial capability to do some things on their own. But the survey was interesting because we gathered some information about some of the ideas, some of the challenges, and some of the how we're going to sort of take a new look at this craft labor shortage across the country. These large companies are experiencing the same problems smaller companies are experiencing. Some of the solutions might be a little tougher for smaller companies to finance, but they're worthy of consideration. So it is a large, high revenue group, but the results were very interesting.
Without a doubt, the need for skilled workers stretches across many trades, including welders, carpenters, pipe fitters, etc. Though, can you speak directly to HVACR industry, and what did the study show for HVAC employees?
The study did not target HVAC specifically. Primarily, the types of contractors that we had in our survey were most of them were general contracting, design build contractors, commercial general building contractors, both self-performing and non-self-performing. There was some mechanical process piping guys in there and electrical guys in there. So there is some overlap. The HVAC industry themselves are going to experience some of the shortages just like anybody else because the types of craft that were, sort of considered are just the craft helpers, the laborers, the operators, carpenters, iron workers, welders. There's going to be an impact across all industries, including HVAC. But the study did not target anything specifically for those trades.
Okay. Well, in general, mechanical construction, what are the most significant contributors to this labor shortage?
Interesting. Obviously, there's a number of things that are going on economically and socially that are driving a bunch of folks from the industry. We've got the exodus of the baby boomers. That's got a lot of really, old people who have been around a long time, spent a lot of years building companies and working, and now it's just time for them to retire, and they're going to. That being said, that exodus is going to be felt hard because a lot of the folks that are 40 years in have a tremendous amount of experience, and they're retiring. So the exodus of the baby boomers is a big one. Yeah, the other end of that is that the Generation Y, the generation coming into the workforce, is not choosing construction. Construction has a terrible reputation out there. It's not well understood. There's lots of opportunity within the construction industry, but a lot of people think that it's all about, being muddy, digging ditches, and being sort of that old-school, stereotypical view of what construction is. And most of what the construction industry is not that. They're very professional. There's lots of opportunity in other areas. That being said, we do need craft labor, and craft labor is a unique niche. I mean, those guys have to be kinesthetically very smart. They have to understand math and physics. They have to be able to figure things out in three dimensions. It takes a unique person who wants to go out and show up every day and work outside in a tough environment. But we're seeing a lack of skilled workers wanting to get in this industry. We're seeing the baby boomers exiting. The backlogs are rising rapidly because the economy has rebounded to some extent. We're seeing a steady rise in projects, so we're seeing a higher demand. So it's like the perfect storm. We're seeing just the industry growing, the folks coming in it shrinking, and the folks in it leaving. So those are the primary drivers for our concern.
Okay, so when it comes to acquiring quality talent, when does that recruiting process start, or when should we be targeting these youngsters?
Well, I'll tell you, the larger companies are the ones that we surveyed are spending a lot more time in junior high schools and high schools. They're looking to try to recruit and change the image of the construction industry at the high school level. They're spending much more time at that in those locations. They're also looking to make sure that they hang on to their people a lot more. So what the way that they're retaining them is one of the key things, and this is sort of a general topic that they wanted, was to become the employer of choice. A lot goes into that. What does it take to be the employer of choice? But they were also doing a lot of to find people. They were doing a lot of employee referral programs. They're just job posting. These are where the craft workers are finding these jobs. Word of mouth, social networking. They're basically trying to find any avenue they can to try and get in front of people who might have an interest in being in the trades. But it starts at the conversational level at the high schools and trade schools, which, you know, kids today just have a different view of what construction is, and we have to help change that view. So that's what large companies are doing. They're spending more time engaging young people. And, frankly, when it comes to recruiting, they're also, the larger companies are not shy about saying that they're going to go ahead and try to recruit away from other companies that have some skilled labor. It's a very competitive marketplace, and they're going to try to find craft labor wherever they can get it.
In the competitive marketplace, when you have a quality worker, retention's a big part of the puzzle, too. And obviously the adage of show me the money rings loudly, but how do you propose HVACR contractors handle employee retention?
Well, I will say that when oil and gas was booming, that is, since the gas prices of oil have gone down, that industry has stopped. It's the large sucking sound for a lot of craft labor, because there are big dollars being thrown at some of these guys. So that has been mitigated a little bit. The dollar signs still do draw a lot of people to companies. So there still is a competitive war going on there related to just hourly rate. That being said, that's not the whole answer. Money is a short-term draw. A lot of these folks are interested in making more money. But there's other issues, too. Some of the younger folks are tired or don't want to travel. That's part of this job, too. You got to go where the work is. So the ability to be able to provide workers jobs where they're living, where their families are living, is important. Being able to develop people. A lot of companies are investing in internal development programs. That's huge for folks to be retained. The mentoring skills, having a connection within the company, that's important. There's got to be some kind of career pathing for folks to be able to see that, you know, long-term investment. Some companies are providing college scholarships and paying for college later on after a couple of years of very similar to the sort of military model where you come and work for us for a while and then we'll pay for college if you stay with us. There's a lot of interesting programs. They're finding kids at high school level and getting them involved on internships so that they can get excited about the work. And it's like a long interview process for the company. There's some very interesting things that companies are doing to try and get the attention of and hang on to workers, and if those would work for the HVAC contractors as well.
Since we have you on the line, is there anything else listeners should know about the survey?
There's a lot of interesting information in the text related to some other ideas, granular ideas about what the issues are and what you can do about them. This is a very high level response and summary of the survey itself. The real issue here is that there are just fewer people wanting to get in industry. We all have to do a better job of talking about what we do and how important it is to our country, to our communities, and to our families. The craft labor is the backbone of this country. Without it, we can't build, we can't grow. We've got a really important need. We all need to get together. I think the underlying theme of this survey was to heighten the awareness of all of us to really focus on telling a different story in the marketplace. There is a need, and it's a good job, and people could be successful and have great careers and be very financially secure in this industry, particularly as a craft labor person, skilled labor person, and we need them. So I think that's the underlying message that I want the listeners to take home with them.
Gotcha. Now, if the audience wants to acquire the survey, or if they're just interested in connecting with FMI, where should they turn?
They should go ahead and call our FMI marketing department. Our website is fminet.com. You can find information about how to reach us on that website. There might even be a button to click to access our marketing materials, stuff that might be available to them even for download. So go ahead and take a look at our website and make a phone call to our marketing department. They can get that to you for sure.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much for inviting me to come and speak to you. I love this industry. I work with a number of mechanical contractors across the country. They're hardworking. They do great work. They're important to this country. And I really appreciate the opportunity to give back to an industry that's been very good to me personally and is important to our country. Thank you.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Andy, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your expertise with us. Hopefully the next time we talk, we're discussing a robust, growing workforce. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Andy Patron and learned a bit more about how a lack of qualified tradesmen could impact the entire HVACR supply chain. Keep up to date with everything HVAC by visiting our website at www.achrnews.com and continue downloading our podcast interviews on iTunes. We thank you for tuning in.